You were here at Salsam for 7 days, and you lived in, I think, three levels of reality during your work. It's the video with the all-day scenes of different persons is one level. So the room here you were in, you were watched by the visitors, the second level. And the third level is your mind, your spirit, your consciousness, your thoughts. How did you manage or to combine or to part the different levels?
It's a good question. So the different levels, specifically in the first day, when it was my day, was a very difficult process for me. Because all the people who have recorded their lives, they're not here to witness themselves. But with me living my life back, it was I'm suddenly accountable for everything that I'm saying to then an audience that I don't know is there. I don't know who's sitting there at those times. So then I'm then projecting and making assumptions that call everyone is here then, which then left me in a very difficult place where then I found that I was commenting a lot to explain myself to these people who may not have even been there at any time. That day was a particular kind of very kind of, there's me watching the footage but aware that it's being projected, aware that everyone's seeing it, aware that then everyone's seeing me, and it kind of goes back and forth into the strange kind of loops. But after that, it was okay. After that, it was nice that I'd kind of had my embarrassment and we moved on. And then I then decided that in my head, no one has sat here. No one is here. I've done lots of practice in my room. So I tried to just make it feel like that in my head, that no one is here, cool, I'm just going to try and do what I'm doing. If I want to sit in the bed, I'll sit in the bed. If I want to look like I'm having more fun, cool, I'll go and look like I'm having more fun. But then a lot of the time that was just out of boredom, I would then go and do that. Or I then start mimicking them a little bit, just in, if they're walking, I would walk. If they were in a car or public transport, I'd go on the exercise bike just to kind of create a bit of movement. But I found that I could detach myself from the visibility of it. In terms of my mind, there was... I'm still so amazed at when you've got a VR headset on and there's the stimulation coming, even when it's very boring, even when they're just sat doing their makeup for an hour, that the just constant stream of information, however boring it is, numbs my brain. That at times I was just trying to have some thought, I was trying to just have interesting or even boring just my own thoughts, and I would really struggle. Except for one day, on the fourth day, which was by far the worst day. So every day I came out, I was happy, it was done, it was cool, I can get on with things, nice, we've just done this 10 hours, however long. But then on the fourth day, I was in a terrible, terrible way. There were lots of external things that kind of were part of it. But then whilst I was doing it, I felt so forgotten and alone and sad on the fourth day. And at one point I curled up in a ball and hid behind the bed just because then I did become aware that people might be there. And I did feel so forgotten that for some reason, rather than trying to make myself remembered, I kind of went with it. And it really put me in a bad place. And I came out of it at the end of it really upset and really visibly not okay. And I was trying so hard for just me to have my own thoughts, but I couldn't have my own thoughts, and I just got stuck in this negative loop. And then the footage was so boring and so dull, and no audio because she'd put headphones in her ear when specifically you have to put it next to the microphone. So then it was 4.5 hours of no audio. And I really was struggling and really not okay. But in answer to your question, the thought process is quite shocking to me in how it numbs you. That it really does just numb you to what they're saying and doing and acting. In terms of the public side, I made a very conscious decision. Just, cool, no one's here. And it was fine on that front.
Were there other things you were astonished that it's happened?
Not really. There wasn't anything kind of shocking to me in this, because one of the things that I've emphasized to a few people is that this trial run was 9 hours a day on average or something around that. That 9 hours a day it's a long time, but it's not really actually. Relatively, it's not very long. It's a working day. You go to work, cool, then I'm just in VR, then you come home and then I come out of VR. It was meant to be far longer whilst we were here. It was meant to be 16 hours a day. But then we had lots of problems with the internet here, that we needed the internet to be making it to have that amount of duration. So then we had to install it directly onto the Oculus, and the Oculus has a limit of how big each file can be, and that ended up being around 9 hours a day. So that was kind of how long it had to be, which then meant that for me personally, it was, there wasn't really anything that could happen to me in that duration. And then in terms of the people recording their lives, because they know they're recording it for one day and they know a little bit ahead of time, anything that they didn't want recording, they just don't do that day, or they just don't say. And there'd be the odd time where there was an 18-year-old girl who recorded her life, and her dad didn't know about the recorder, but her mum did. And then she came home and she'd put a little plaster on her nose just because the pressure can get quite a lot. And the dad thought that she'd had a nose drop, so he was furious at her. But then the daughter, is the 18-year-old, is then just finding it quite funny, so she's not telling him this. So, well, what do you think it is? And then the mum is a bit frustrated at the dad for then blaming the mum for this. So then she's not telling him that this isn't a nose job. So suddenly there was this really horrible tension that was created, and arguments and fights going on for maybe 20 minutes, which is quite a long time to, when you know that there's a misunderstanding, when everyone here knows except for the person. And it was really great, and I really enjoyed that, because you couldn't script it. It was so real in its authenticity. And then they go out for dinner and there's still so much tension around, and the mum and dad are quite clearly, visibly, you know, that, and it was great. That was one of the highlights for me, in it's so real. This project is about the mundanity and the realness, that we don't want some skydiving celebrity superstar person. We want a real life human being who goes to work, who has a boring life and speech marks, that, you know, where the realness of you comes out. And that was one moment where it really came out, and I really enjoyed it. But then I got a message from them apologising to me for that's not how they really are.
Okay.